Hello, this is Pastor Henry with the 7th Midweek Memo. It looks like we'll be posting these memos until we start Through the Bible back up sometime in July, we're hoping. You know, it has been good to be back at church on Sundays. While the social distancing part is a little surreal for believers, we can't hug and greet each other like we normally would, but it is still better than not being face-to-face at all. We would still ask that you be cautious as the COVID-19 virus has not gone away. If you have a Bible, we'll be looking at 1 John chapter 1 and the first verse of chapter 2 today. The title of the memo today is Lovers or Liars. You know, when John wrote his first epistle, there was a lot of false teaching that was going around, and some of it was starting to seep into the church. There was a Gnostic problem that John was writing to correct. Some of the influence had started to creep in, and the Gnostics had a dualistic view of man. You know, matter was evil and the spirit was good. So creation then happened through emanations from God. Various stages, in other words. They believed the spiritual part of man was incarcerated in the body and could only be released by knowledge. The church was also dealing with the doctrine of Cerinthus. He was teaching that Christ descended on Jesus at his baptism, but eventually left him. He severed the divine and the human. The belief of Docetism was also being put forth, and that is, Christ didn't have true human flesh. He only appeared to have. He was what we would call a phantom. So when John writes these first four verses that I'm about to read, just listen for the times he talks about the senses being involved in his relationship with Christ. So let's read the first four verses of 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. So when John starts writing this first letter, he makes it a point to make sure his readers know he did indeed see and touch Jesus. Our Lord was not a phantom. He was and is the Son of God. In him is eternal life. But John also wants his readers to have fellowship with him and his fellow believers. That fellowship is centered in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there was a lot of false teaching starting to infiltrate the church, John wanted to set out a guideline, so to speak, that would help expose false teachings and false followers of Christ. Needless to say, there is still a lot of false teaching that is being passed off as Christian today. It will benefit us to read what John set forth so we can have a standard to compare what true believers should look like. We want to look at the comparison John makes between lovers and liars in 1 John 1 and 1 John 2 verse 1. First of all, lovers are approachable. You know, John mentioned God approaching mankind in the person of Jesus Christ. The reason God approached us is because of his love for us and for his Son. Jesus didn't hide out when he came to earth, or he didn't isolate himself up on some mountaintop. He didn't distance himself from mankind when he walked on the earth. He walked among us. He walked among humankind. You know, it's hard to demonstrate love from a distance. Lovers are going to be approachable. John uses the word fellowship twice in verse 3. That tells me that lovers are also relational. Here are some things to consider about fellowship. Now, the idea of the word fellowship or koinonia is sharing together. So you have to have others to have fellowship. I mean, that just makes sense. If you're sharing something, that means there has to be someone else that you're sharing with. You also have to be willing to share to have fellowship. That means you have to be willing to give something away, to give some truth away, to spend time, to dialogue, to whatever you're sharing together, you have to be willing to share, to have fellowship. And to get to share something together with someone, you have to have a relationship. The reason we can have a relationship with God is because He Himself shared His life together with us. We have fellowship with one another only because of what Christ accomplished. Now, I don't know about you, but that's the biggest thing that I've missed since this COVID-19 and being quarantined and not being able to meet together was the fellowship. We need that fellowship. Lovers are relational, and they're going to want to share together. They're going to want to fellowship with God and with other believers. Now let's read 1 John verses 5 through 10, chapter 1 verses 5 through 10 as we continue. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. So far, we've seen that lovers are approachable and that lovers are relational. Now John tells us that lovers are directional. Lovers of the light walk in the light. Since God is light, then lovers of light will be lovers of God and will walk in the direction that leads to God. Remember the conversation Jesus had with Nicodemus in chapter 3 of John's Gospel? Well, I know we remember the discussion about being born again, and I'm sure we probably remember John 3:16. But at the end of their meeting, Jesus says that whoever doesn't believe in Him is condemned already, and then says the following, "And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deed should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God." That's John 3, verses 19 to 21. It seems clear that John is referencing our Lord's words to Nicodemus when he writes this section of his first letter. There are two striking realities declared here that certainly should grab our attention. The first declaration is, quote, "Men love darkness rather than light." Now that word for love is the word agape. That's the same word used to speak of God's love. It's an unconditioned love. Men unconditionally love darkness rather than light because we're born into sin. We didn't have an option, don't have a choice. The second one is like it, sort of, the second phrase, quote, "Everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light." So putting these two together, we can conclude that people love darkness and people hate the light. So why is that so? Well, because as we just read, people love darkness because their deeds were evil, and people hate the light because they are practicing evil. The evildoers are heading in a direction, and it is away from the light. But as our Lord says in John 3:21, "He who does the truth comes to the light." That person is walking towards the light, and his deeds will be clearly seen. Furthermore, being directional facilitates fellowship. As we read earlier in 1 John 1:7, "But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another." You know, chances are if we're doing deeds of darkness, we will not want to be around other believers. We will try to hide in the shadows. believers should all walk in the light. Well, besides being approachable, relational, and directional, lovers are also intentional. You know, it takes an act of the will to walk in the light. It takes an act of the will to take time for fellowship with God, for praying and reading His Word. It takes an act of the will to take time to fellowship with other believers. You know, in our day and time especially, those things will not automatically happen. We have to intentionally set aside time to make them happen. The other thing that lovers intentionally do is acknowledge their sin and deal with it. They confess sin, and because they have a faithful God, He forgives and cleanses them. That, too, is an act of the will. And lastly, lovers are defendable. Listen to 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Believers have someone in heaven that pleads their case for them. And believers do need an advocate in heaven because there is a prosecutor who accuses them before the throne of God. Revelation 12, verses 9 through 10 states, So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. So Satan accuses believers before God's throne day and night. Isn't it a huge relief to know that the one who is advocating for his people is God the Son? So let's close by making a comparison between lovers and liars. First of all, lovers are approachable. God was approachable and came down to earth to walk among his people. And believers are going to be approachable. They're going to want to walk and share what they know about the Lord. They're going to be approachable. Liars are not, perhaps because they are hiding something. Lovers are relational. They want to have fellowship with themselves, with God, with other believers, with people who need to hear the truth. Liars are users and or takers. They might get into a surfacey relationship for what they can get out of it or how they can use that person to get ahead. Lovers are directional. You know, they walk in the light. Liars are double-minded. In fact, they try to hide out in the shadows or walk in darkness. Lovers are intentional. They make time to fellowship with God, to be in His Word. They make time to have fellowship with other believers. Liars are callous towards sin. Liars choose not to do those things that lovers do. They choose not to take time to be in fellowship with God or be in fellowship with other believers. And they certainly are callous towards sin and see no need to confess. Lovers are defendable. They have an advocate in heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. But liars, they're deceived. They have no advocate in heaven. In fact, they have a person in heaven who actually wants to make them be destroyed. They're deceived. Liars are deceived. So John, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, has given us a good guidance document to discern the marks of a true believer. You know, I trust this memo has been helpful. We will continue this next week, Lord willing. I hope to see you this Sunday at the 11 a.m. service at Grove Park Chapel. Until then, may the Lord bless and keep you.